All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 640. Time for your Hollywood. And Tom Cruise about to do something no actor has ever done before.
Ooh.
He's getting launched into space.
What?
October 2021. This is no joke. He's been given a launch date to blast off to the International Space Station where he's going to film a movie.
Wow.
In fact, Tom Cruise and the director will ride on SpaceX Crew Dragon rocket and capsule to the space station next year to make an action adventure movie. The film will become the first ever shot in outer space.
Wow.
My head just exploded.
Wow.
Well, listen, I don't know if we'll all be, you know, socially distancing in 2021. Hopefully we're not. But, I mean, that's perfect place to film a movie.
Yeah, that's
see
awesome.
You later.
You can check out NASA. They even tweeted about working with Tom Cruise next year. That tweet is on our blog. Jimmy Fallon is back on set and announced BTS will take over The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
They're taking over our show for a week. Five brand new performances, including Dynamite. It's going to be unbelievable. We're playing games. We have three bits planned with them. It's BTS like you've never seen them before. You thought the Subway show was good. This whole week is going to be phenomenal.
The guys are kicking off their five-night gig starting on the 28th of this month. I'm sorry, Walmart Jeff. I am a member of the BTS Army. These guys are so fantastic.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they're all right. I mean, if I want to watch TV, I don't want to have to read subtitles. They speak Korean.
No, they speak English.
Gavin.
They do.
No, they don't.
There's some Dynamites in English.
Look, and they're going to be doing a lot of performances and singing, and that's really what I want to see. These guys are fantastic.
Right.
Post Malone's music was absolutely everywhere this past year, which explains him getting the most nominations at the upcoming Billboard Music Awards. He snagged 16 nominations.
Whoa.
In all, edging out Lil Nas X, who got 13. Billie Eilish, Khalid came in third with 12. Kelly Clarkson hosting the 2020 Billboard Music Awards, which NBC will broadcast live from Los Angeles on October 14th. It'll be like a virtual award show.
That's pretty cool.
But you can get the full list of nominees right now at kiss957.com/Courtney. Ava Max, Kings and Queens, all of the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:50. That means it's time for good news, spreading the cheer. If you've got good news and you'd love to spread the word, call us with your good news. Maybe it's a birthday shout out to somebody. 860-247-9570. Good news if you like going to the casino.
Yeah, I love going to the casino. I switch back and forth, go to Foxwoods Mohegan once in a while.
Yeah.
And Foxwoods was just voted the best casino outside of Las Vegas by USA Today.
What?
Which is incredible.
Nice.
Over 1,500 casinos were nominated across the country.
Wow.
And they were judged by a panel of experts on hospitality, tourism, and overall appeal. And Foxwoods is the best casino. Congratulations, Foxwoods.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Mohegan Sun, they came in number 10.
Wow.
Which is incredible out of 1,500. So we got two amazing casinos right here in the state.
I love it. That is such good news.
Yeah.
I like to call Foxwoods the people's casino.
Yeah.
And like Mohegan is like where I would take my wife.
Like to get dressed up
and
go out.
For
yep.
sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Very
Foxwoods
classy.
Is where we used to go when we were, you know, bars closed.
Yeah, exactly.
Foxwoods.
Foxwoods.
I love it. All right, I've got good news. It could be good news for Walmart Jeff. I'm not sure he's going to have to tell us. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Those are like they're your favorite.
My favorite, all time.
Oh, I buy you those all the time. If it's a special occasion, I'll get you Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Well, guess what? They're teaming up for something sweet and salty. They're coming up with the classic peanut butter cup with potato chips inside.
Oh, yes.
The company Reese's says their new Reese's Peanut Butter Cup stuffed with salty, crunchy potato chips will be in stores before Halloween.
Love it.
They might be out there right now.
Love
it. Sounds so good.
All right, so love it. So that's what I'll get you for Halloween this year.
So here's a little fun fact about Walmart Jeff. Every day when I leave work, I go home, and my lunch is usually a peanut butter sandwich with chips in between.
Oh, my God. What are you, 12?
Really?
Yeah, you need the crunch factor when you're having a sandwich.
You kind of do, but a lot of people use lettuce for that. But Walmart
true,
Jeff,
yeah.
What's your good news?
I have good news for a dog in North Carolina. This dog was stuck in a 30-foot hole for about 7 or 8 days.
What?
And a group of mountain bikers were riding their bikes by, and they heard some barks, and they did some investigating, and they found the dog trapped in the hole, and they couldn't get to the dog, but they were able to lure the dog out with Slim Jims. They were throwing Slim Jims down the hole, and the dog would climb a little further to get some Slim Jim. Okay. And a little further to get some, and then they ended up saving the dog.
So that's a dog with zero self-confidence.
What do you mean?
Well, he walked out on his own. He could have walked out 8 days before. I'm getting kind of hungry. I might have to take a poo. I should just walk out of this hole.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That is a dog that has zero self-confidence, but I'm glad that they lured him out with Slim Jims.
Yeah, the Slim Jims worked.
All right, if you've got good news and you'd like to share it with the world, call us right now, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:10. Summer might be back for the next couple of days. I'm just saying, weather-wise, sunny. Temperatures near 80 today, tomorrow, and Friday. So I'm super excited about that.
Nice.
So listen, I talked to a girlfriend of mine. She's going on a first date.
Okay.
Oh.
She's nervous.
All right.
Okay. Because, you know, everybody's been kind of virtually dating, but I swear, yeah, first dates are amping up.
Yeah.
They're really, and she's like, where should we go? He told me to come up with some ideas.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, I don't like that either because I feel like the guy's not doing any work.
Exactly.
Like the guy's going to do some work. So I thought we could go around the room and talk about our perfect first date ideas.
All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is what I told her, but then the guy could be a creeper. So for me, perfect first date right now in these times, because I'm not at the point like Gavin is where you can go out to a restaurant or bar.
I'm not there yet.
Safe.
Social distance.
I know, but if you don't know if your date is there yet, the perfect date for me is a picnic in a field surrounded by sunflowers. We would get there by riding bikes. I would have a flowy dress on, a floppy hat, and our picnic basket in the basket in the front of my bike.
All right.
Very detailed.
Yeah, very detailed. Where are you going to find a sunflower?
And the guy would have brown shaggy hair, and he would kind of have like ripped jeans and flip-flops, and we would like ride our bikes into this field. It was a dirt road that would get us there.
Gotcha. It's dangerous to ride.
I know.
Dangerous to ride a bike in flip-flops.
Well, listen, I told her my idea, and she thought I was nutso. And I said, okay, well, then you're on your own. That's my idea. I'm sorry if you don't want to put on a flowy dress and a floppy hat and ride a bike into a field of sunflowers and have a picnic. Sorry. So I thought we'd have to come up with some ideas. I know Gavin probably has a ton.
I do have
I'm
a ton.
Curious, though. Are you curious about Walmart, Jeff?
His idea of a perfect day is probably drinking beer in the woods.
Yeah, you know, whatever happened to just taking a girl to Taco Bell, going back to your place and banging it out?
Oh, my God.
You can't. Like, that's seriously, a first date.
On a first date. Like, that's the problem with men and women these days is you put too much thought and effort into it. Let me tell you, a woman is not worth that much on a first date.
Walmart.
First date's everything.
Highly offended you would go to Taco Bell.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a thing. The other part, I'm fine with.
The other part's okay.
No, but Walmart, stop.
I'm
serious. I never talked to you about that. Are you serious?
Yeah, I am serious.
All right, then I'm excluding you from this conversation.
No, there's just too much pressure on the guys, and there's
you're
too
putting
much pressure
on yourself. Don't say a woman isn't worth it. That's your problem. If you're not man enough to come up with a good idea and treat a woman like a woman
for the first
or a man,
date,
however she wants to be treated
for the first date, I don't think a woman is worth going out.
You're awful. But on a second
date, I don't mind going all out.
You're not going to get a second date. So you know what? Can we get to Gavin?
Let's go to Gavin. The first date is the baseline, okay? That sets the bar right there. It says who you are, so you got to really go big on the first date, you know? Like, okay, right now it's fall, so maybe apple picking or going to a pumpkin patch.
That's a good one, too.
Hot cider.
Yeah.
There's a really cool thing. You might laugh at me, but there's a cool thing called geocaching, where if you get the ash, it's like a legit scavenger hunt around your town, so and there's little prizes that you can get as well.
I thought that was for kids.
Well, it could be for a date too.
Okay,
I've done it before a date, and it's fun. It's a little venture. You go
all right. So it's called what?
Geocaching. It's just an app. It's a free app.
Oh, so you need to get the app on your phone to plan the date,
and it shows like a map. And it shows you where in the location there is like the prize. So you have to go to some place, like search around, like
that's brilliant.
It's a
Gavin.
Scavenger hunt.
That's brilliant. And you bring a picnic and find that field of sunflowers.
There you go.
Taco Bell is sounding better by the minute.
And they're serving wine too.
Yeah, I know.
Right? They're gonna start serving wine at Taco Bell.
I can't believe you're married.
Clearly, we don't even want to deal with Walmart Jeff's suggestion. Gavin's is good if you're into like scavenger hunts.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Adventure.
All right, mine might be a little out there if you don't want to ride a bike into a field of sunflowers and have a picnic. So I feel like we need to open the phone lines for my girlfriend. She really needs to know. She needs to come up with some ideas by the weekend. So please call us with really good first, because we have to be creative in COVID times, good first date ideas. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Courtney.
Courtney, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
West Springfield.
All right. Well, listen, we need you. My girlfriend needs first date ideas. She's nervous. She's like me. She's not super ready to go to like a restaurant right now.
So we went to an axe throwing place in Enfield the other day. That was amazing. Oh, and I mean, you throw axes, but there's a guy that hangs out with you and kind of is almost like a buffer so he can make a competition out of the two of you. But that way you're not left alone the whole time if you don't want to be.
Is the axe throwing inside or outside?
It's inside, but okay. It's a huge like warehouse place, so you're very much like socially distanced.
Okay.
I did that for my bachelor party, and it was the best time I've ever had, and I saw a lot of people on dates there as well, so that's a great idea.
It was so much fun. Like, we went to, it's called Odin's Keep.
Okay.
But they also have a sister Barb down in, like, Manchester.
I think it's a really good idea, unless your first date is psycho, and then you're giving him an axe. So, but Courtney, I like that idea. Thank you so much for calling.
Sure thing.
All right, first date ideas, 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss, who's this?
Michelle from Stafford. So my suggestion is maybe a farm-to-table restaurant, which is kind of cool, or if you're a little more edgy, some axe throwing.
Okay,
so
my girlfriend Christy is going on a first date, and the guy told her, listen, you come up with an idea, whatever you feel comfortable with. Axe throwing, that is like second time somebody said axe throwing.
Yes, there's a place in Agawam you can go.
Okay, so there's places in Agawam, Enfield, Hartford.
Like, don't drink before you go axe throwing.
You know what? I think I would lean more towards farm to table, just in case the person you're going on a first date with is like, you know, not sane.
Yeah, if your first date shows up with an axe to the axe throwing place, you may want to reconsider things.
Might have a problem there.
Christy, two great ideas. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Give us good first date ideas, 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss, who's this?
This is Kelly.
Hey, so thank you for calling. My girlfriend Christy needs first date ideas.
How about going to Hawk Ridge in Watertown? It's a winery. Ooh. And you go to the winery, and then there's a band playing, and she's outside. No pressure. If she feels uncomfortable, there's a bunch of people around her, and there's food.
Really good
That's
idea.
Cool.
And there are also some nice wineries like Brignall Vineyards here in the Granby area. So there's that. I like that idea of the winery.
So do I. Take the edge off, first glass of wine, listen to a band.
Yes!
That's awesome.
That is a great idea. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.